Today's gospel tells one of the best love stories of Christmas. We're all familiar with it. Almost everyone knows the story of three wise men, astrologers or magi, who come in search of the newborn king, Jesus. And they are foreigners who represent the variety of races and different cultures in the world. So this wonderful gospel story reveals a God who reaches out to everyone, a God who longs to unite us to himself through Jesus, no matter who we are or where we are from. We know that God continues to reach out to all people today through the light of the gospel, the light of truth, the light of revelation. And these lights come together and point the way to our Savior, Jesus Christ, the one true light of the world. God reaches out again and again to lead us by that light of faith to his Son. So like the Magi, we must try to be open to seeing those lights which God shows us in our lives. In fact, Pope Francis said recently that the Magi are not just men who sought out and worshiped the Christ child a long time ago, but rather they exemplify everyone who has a restless heart, everyone searching for God. And thus the Magi personify all those who believe, those who long for God, those who yearn for their heavenly homeland. And so he concludes, when we feel this longing for the light of God in our hearts like they did, then it's our faith that leads us to seek God in a more deeper and intimate way, because it's there that we find our peace. I was reminded of this over the holidays as my family and I were sharing stories, and my sister was sharing with our family about her daughter, who was so afraid of the dark when she was younger. My sister reminded my niece that she was getting a little frustrated. She would often refuse to sleep in her own bed at night and always had to come knocking at their door in the middle of the night to sleep with them. And so my sister was talking to all her friends about what might be a good solution to this problem. Being her first child, she didn't know, but the consensus was from her friends that she would take my niece to a store and have her pick out a nightlight that she herself liked, and then, of course, try it out in her room. And after a couple nights, it worked. As long as the nightlight was on, my niece was able to sleep. For my niece, the light was consoling and peaceful. She felt warm and safe. And it was the same for the wise men today, who set out to follow the star in the night sky. Called to them, and when they arrived bearing gifts, they felt that same comfort and safety and consoling peace as they gazed upon Jesus, the light of the world. And then they realized, as we should too, that the best gift that they could give Jesus was not frankincense, gold, and myrrh, but the gift of themselves, and also their willingness to deepen their relationship with him through prayer and sharing this newfound light of faith with others, so that they too can know the joy and peace that only Christ can give. So let us pray for the help of the Holy Spirit to seek to do the same as we begin this new year of our Lord.